AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. After rallying in the ninth inning of their playoff clincher on Monday and the ninth inning of their wildcard clincher on Thursday, the Mets were an inning early in their latest comeback. Michael Luongo was there.
The Mets scored five runs in the top of the eighth inning to take a 6-2 win over the Phillies in game one of their National League Division Series. New York trailed 1-0 when they tied the game on a Mark Vientos RBI single.
Lately, especially these meaningful games, we're trying to win. Like that's the only thing that's in my head is just what can I do to get on base? What can I do to move a runner over?
They took the lead for good when Brandon Nimmo followed with an RBI single of his own.
You try and take your shots, like I've been saying, and you just never know when they're going to, you know, be over the middle of the plate and it's going to work.
Kyle Schwarber homered for the Phils.
Mark Myers was on hand as the Dodgers and Padres opened their division series.
The Dodgers strike first in this best of five series, taking game one from the Padres 7-5. In his first Major League postseason game, Shohei Ohtani thrilled the home fans by smashing a three-run homer in the second inning off Dylan Cease. Dodger manager Dave Roberts on his superstar player.
I just really have never seen a guy in the biggest of moments come through as consistently as he has. I don't know how he does it.
Teoscar Hernandez added a key two-run single in the fourth that put LA ahead to stay.
The Yankees and Royals renewed their playoff spat, the first time they've met since facing off four times from 1976 to 80. Here's Owen Russell.
The New York Yankees squeeze out a 6-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals in game one of the ALDS. New York's Alex Verdugo doubled in the seventh inning, scoring Jazz Chisholm and giving New York their final lead of the game.
This kind of baseball is going to take everybody. You know, we see it's not going to be our big guys that are always going to come through. It's going to take everybody, and I think playoffs kind of, you can kind of see it. You know, even if it's a leadoff walk, it feels like, you know, something, it's going to lead to something. So every at-bat, every pitch in the playoffs matters, and this is the kind of baseball that I love.
New York second baseman Gleyber Torres hit a two-run home run, while outfielder Juan Soto hit two singles and a double in his New York playoff debut.
Lane Thomas launched a three-run homer, and the Guardians' bullpen tossed hitless ball over four and a third innings of a 7-0 rout of the Tigers, giving Cleveland a 1-0 lead in the ALDS. Thomas went deep while the Guardians were scoring five times without recording an out in the first inning.
I was electric. I think it was everything I had thought and more. It was really cool, you know, to watch, you know, the first four guys take unbelievable at bats and then, you know, kind of come through for them there. It was cool.
After Tanner Bibee was pulled in the fifth, Cade Smith struck out all four batters he faced to get the win. College football. Alabama's reign atop the AP poll will last just 1 week following the Crimson Tide's 40-35 loss at Vanderbilt. It was the Commodores' first win in 61 games against top five opponents. Diego Pavia was 16 of 20 for 252 yards and two touchdowns for the winners.
Alabama's a great team, and, you know, we just played better tonight, and that's how the SEC is. It's any given Saturday. You guys see it every single day, and so this is what it is.
Cedric Alexander ran for two touchdowns, and Randon Fontanette brought back an interception 29 yards for a score to put Vandy up 13-0 7 minutes into the game. The Commodores also turned two Jalen Milroe turnovers into 13 points. Alabama wasn't the SEC's only top five team to lose. Arkansas scored the last 16 points to surprise fourth-ranked Tennessee 19-14. Malachi Singleton scored on an 11-yard run with 1:17 remaining to hand the Vols their first loss of the season, giving the Razorbacks their first home win against a top-five team since 1999.
It was just a read option. In one of my earlier possessions, I handed it off. I thought I could have pulled it, so next time he caught it, I pulled it. You know, it was there. Went to go make a play.
Jaquindon Jackson started the comeback with a 2-yard scoring run late in the third quarter. Fifth-ranked Georgia was able to right the ship a week after losing to the Crimson Tide. Jim Hart reports.
Number 5 Georgia bounced back from last week's gut-wrenching loss against Alabama to grind out a 31-13 win over Auburn. Georgia QB Carson Beck kept the chains moving with a mistake-free 23 of 29 for 240 yards and two touchdowns. Head coach Kirby Smart defended his quarterback.
I understand the scrutiny that he's under, just like me. He's the quarterback, and I'm the head coach. We're going to be under immense scrutiny. But Carson Beck is a tough winner, competitor, and leader.
Trevor Etienne rumbled into the end zone twice and gained 88 yards on 16 carries to lead the Georgia ground game.
Le'Veon Moss ran through ninth-ranked Missouri, and number 25 Texas A&M rolled to a 41-10 victory. Moss ran for a career-high 138 yards and three touchdowns.
I was just playing ball, honestly. I'm sorry to say that again, but I'm just balling. We just wanted to come out and continue to put our foot on their neck. That's it.
Amari Daniels added two rushing scores, and Connor Wegman threw for 276 yards as the Aggies handed the Tigers their first loss of the season. Coming up next, the rest of the top 10 action. The Devils beat the Sabres for the second time in 2 days and a new leader at the PGA event in Mississippi. Getting back to college football action, Michigan was among the four top 10 teams to lose on Saturday. Washington scored the last 16 points and beat the number 10 Wolverines 27-17. Eighth-ranked Miami avoided an upset by scoring three unanswered touchdowns over the last 10.5 minutes of a 39-38 thriller at Cal. Will Howard threw for four touchdowns and ran for another as third-ranked Ohio State hammered Iowa 35-7. And Drew Allar threw for 237 yards and a touchdown, and he also ran for a score as number 7 Penn State handled UCLA 27-11. Hockey. Paul Cotter scored for the second straight game as the Devils beat the Sabres 3-1 to complete a two-game sweep in Prague. Cotter credited line mate Jack Hughes for the goal.
Jack made a hell of a play, so just tried to get up the ice as fast as I could. Obviously, guys like that are able to make pretty good plays, so just try to get open for them.
Seamus Casey and Timo Meier also scored, and Jack Hughes had two assists while New Jersey outshot Buffalo 37-18. NFL, the Packers have suspended receiver Romeo Doubs for Sunday's game against the Rams for conduct detrimental to the team. Texans defensive end Dylan Horton has been activated less than a year after being diagnosed with late-stage Hodgkin's disease. Odell Beckham Jr. will make his Dolphins debut Sunday versus the Patriots. The Cowboys will go without Brandon Cooks for the next 4 weeks. The wide receiver has a knee infection. And former Lions quarterback Greg Landry has died at 77. He was an All-Pro in 1971 after leading Detroit to the playoffs. At the Sanderson Farms Championship, Keith Mitchell birdied his final two holes for a 7-under-65 and a one-stroke lead over Bo Hostler through three rounds. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.